This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
WPR and Wisconsin Watch are documenting the lives of Wisconsinites in this unprecedented time with a series of audio diaries called Outbreak Wisconsin. In October, Paul Mathis got COVID-19. He lost his sense of taste and smell, and he slept a lot. Overall, the 49-year-old Rib Mountain man had a mild case of the disease. Except he didn't get better. Mathis is one of the 10% or so of people with long-haul COVID whose systems persist for months. He started writing about his experience on social media. He read back through some of his posts and shared his reflections with WPR.
October 25th, 2020. So it's been a full week since I first lost all sense of taste and smell and was mostly convinced that I was COVID positive. Today marks two full weeks since I lost. Today is the 22nd day since I had my first symptom that made me fear my diagnosis. Still no change with my occasionally racing heart and becoming easily winded. This is getting old really fast. That winds me. Gotta take a break. When I go back and look at all those posts and read them from start to finish, which I do from time to time, a lot of the stuff that I talked about, you know, on day one, on day, you know, eight, day 15, whatever, I'm still experiencing. Let's see, 13, what is today, Thursday? Today is day 117. Even though I'd heard the phrase long hauler and knew that it was, you know, people having symptoms and complications, you know, well after when they were diagnosed, a part of me assumed that it was from people that had had it pretty heavily, the ones that required hospitalization. But it wasn't until, you know, after about the, you know, second week, third week of not having taste or smell, where I start Google how long do COVID patients, you know, lose their sense of taste and smell. I mean, you're trying to discover, you know, like, when's it going to come back? Does it come back? You know, is this permanent? There are other people that still can't, you know. So you start doing searches like that, and that's when I really stumbled across long haulers and what long haulers, you know, entails. November 15th, 2020. I have this weird clinical clean scent that is slightly sweet and metallic. My heart still continues to occasionally race for no reason whatsoever, and I still become easily winded. I did taste some raw red onions on a burger this week. I'm just able to pick up the mildest of scents of deep blue, icy hot, and ground cloves, but only when I'm snorting it like Tony Montana in Scarface. This hits me. I mean, you know, looking back at it, you just wonder, I mean, is this a permanent thing? I don't claim to have any kind of extreme case whatsoever. I think I've had it very mildly. And I really feel for people that have had it, you know, much, much worse. I've known people that have had it much, much worse. I've known people that have passed from this. November 15th, 2020. December 20th, 2020. Day 64. January 31st, 2021. Day 106. Still no change with my occasionally racing heart and becoming easily winded. No progress of note. I just think of all the other people, like I said, that still have it worse. I'm still walking. I might be puffing. So I count myself lucky, but at the same time, you just kind of wonder, is this the new normal? Is this just going to be the way it is? You know, did it take days, weeks, months, years off of whatever lifespan I had? I mean, who knows? I think that's kind of like the biggest question mark, and the anxiety around it is for people that, you know, are still experiencing symptoms of, where am I going to be in a year?